literally insane that we're allowing this to continue. In any case, the temperatures are going up because of that. Last year was the hottest year in recorded history. And the consequences have been spelled out by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. One that needs more attention is drought. This is the prevalence of drought in the 1950s, and there has been a 299% increase since then. Here's what it looks like today. 61% of all the landmass on Earth last year experienced at least 1 month of extreme drought. We have seen it right here in the Amazon region, the worst drought on record. And in the Colombian part of the Amazon River basin, the flow of the water receded 90%. We've seen it on every continent, including Europe, for example, where some farmers are abandoning their farms because of the continuing droughts. And when the temperatures reach record high levels, this was the all-time temperature record last earlier this year in Turkey, the fires become much more common. In the last 20 years, the extreme fires have doubled in their intensity and their frequency. This is the third year in a row that Canada has had massive record-breaking fires. We smell the smoke in my farm in Tennessee, in the south part of the U.S. It goes over, it goes around the world, actually, now. And from fire to ice, Antarctica is beginning to melt much more rapidly. Just 2 weeks ago, a new study pointed out that this Hectoria Glacier retreated 8 kilometers in only 2 months. That's 10 times faster than the previous record.